It's not just the poor who are pinning their hopes on President-elect Obama. Even people way too young to vote are getting into the act, including middle schoolers at Oakland's Melrose Leadership Academy. They wrote down their thoughts for the new president, and a teacher and school psychologist are taking those letters and essays to Washington when they head to the inauguration. Jacob Fenston visited their classroom to record some of their letters.
All right, guys, I'm going to start dismissing people.
Dear President-elect Obama, my name is Lily Tong, and I attend a school in Oakland, California named Melrose Leadership Academy. What I would like to discuss to you about is the economy. I think that we should try to save more money instead of spending at least $500 million a day at war. Instead of spending all of that money on war, we could have made our state a stronger nation, building more schools, helping the poverty, and to help make homeless shelters, or make hybrids to help save the environment. I believe that no matter how many people we kill in Iraq or anywhere else, that does nothing but have them hate us more and make us lose money. Sincerely, Lily Tong.
Everyone else, put your chairs in and line up.
My name is Kimberly Bailey IV. I'm 11 years old and I'm in the 6th grade. I think America made the right choice because Barack Obama is a believable, trustable, and African-American. There will be less taxes and there will be better living, homes, cars, and things. People will trust and care for each other more and get better jobs and be respectful to each other.
Bye! I love you! Bye!
My name is Rebecca Bell, and I'm a school psychologist in Oakland Unified School District. I have to back up a moment. The school here has a problem sometimes with graffiti, and right outside of my office door, it was tagged up and down with gang graffiti. The weeks leading up to the election, there started to be a little bit of a change, and it started changing from claiming the local gang to claiming Obama. I saw vote for Obama, Obama, change, hope, written on radiators and on the walls, and it was obviously washed off. But the message really is the kids started claiming someone else.
My name is Esmeralda Vasquez, and I'm 11 years old. I think America did the right thing to elect Barack Obama because he will change everybody's life. We have to stop doing drugs, killing, abusing kids, robbing, joining gangs. We need to start changing. We are going to have a new life with no things that hurt us.
It's my hope that I can get these letters and essays as close to Barack Obama as possible. The kids are really excited about that.
P.S. Everybody that voted for Obama, you rule.
And I'm not delusional that I can simply walk up and give the letters to Obama, but in a symbolic sense, to have the students have pictures from me and other teachers who are going to the inauguration, it makes history real.
I'm Quentin Booker. I go to Melrose Leadership Academy. I'm 11 years old. America will change if we help Obama change because he can't do it by himself.
My name is Gabriel Lopez, and I'm in 6th grade. I think that we will do good as a team with Barack Obama as the president.
What will happen if we help him? We will have more schools and more jobs for adults so they can stay off drugs and help their kids. If we help him, people who work hard and want to go to college can go to college.
Barack Obama could put more police out on the streets to stop the violence and gangs in our communities.
We need to think smarter and make better decisions. I can start by focusing more on my schoolwork.
Barack Obama should give more money to school so they can also give money to teachers to buy us more materials like colors.
If we sacrifice ourselves, things will get easier for us and the rest of America. Yes, we can!
And to see photos of the kids at Melrose, check out our website, californiareport.org.